The group has a long title, South Dakota Special Committee on Judicial Election Campaign Intervention. This committee provides guidance to judge candidates who need to know if their campaign strategy falls within guidelines. State Court Administrator Greg Satizon says judges are held to a high standard. They can't commit to how they would decide a particular issue or case, and they can't make statements that indicate bias. Once in office, judges have to hear facts and make rulings based on the law, and so during their campaign, they can't shake voters' faith in their ability to do that. Satterzahn says changing technology leads to new means of getting the message to voters.
You know, judicial elections only occur every 8 years, and so with this election cycle, we're really seeing a lot of questions about various advertising formats, whether it's, you know, social media, which really wasn't popular 8 years ago or really wasn't nearly as high profile it is now.
In the recent decision, the advisory committee says that it's okay for judge candidates to advertise in movie theaters as long as the candidate uses discretion in choosing the type of theater. For instance, advertising in an adult theater might not conform to the standards of dignity and integrity. The panel also says candidates should consider the rating and subject matter of the movie shown and whether they detract from the dignity of the office sought. Satizon says the election must withstand public scrutiny and oversight.
You know, the medium is not nearly as important as long as the message complies with the rules.
Candidates for circuit court judgeships are chosen by voters, and incumbents can face opposition. Justices of the state Supreme Court are appointed by the governor, and every 8 years, in an up or down vote, the citizens decide whether to retain them. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.